latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are Saturday's Manchester City headlines. Vincent Kompany is aiming to be fit for City's Champions League showdown with Barcelona on October the 19th. The Belgium defender has made a quicker than expected return from the mild groin strain he suffered against Swansea in the EFL Cup last month. That was Kompany's first game back since April, and the club's medical staff put the setback down to muscle fatigue. The 30-year-old has now returned from the renowned Quirón Clinic in Barcelona, where he met with specialist Dr. Ramon Cugat. It's understood that the city's skipper, who's been plagued by injuries over the last two seasons, will be allowed to step up his training early next week. And there's a growing belief inside the company's own camp that he can put himself in contention for the trip to the Camp Nou. Pep Guardiola, however, has previously taken a tough line with his man and will want to see a clearer evidence that he's up to the challenge posed by the City Chiefs' former club. Elsewhere, and City are preparing to make another move for Dinamo Zagreb starlet Ante Koric after failing to land him in the summer. City agreed terms with the attacking midfielder's club in August, only for Koric to turn down the move because he wasn't happy with Pep Guardiola's plan to send him on loan to Granada. City Football Group's director of emerging talent, Gary Worthington, flew out to Zagreb to hold talks with the player after City offered £7.5 million up front plus another £7 million worth of add-ons. He stayed with Dinamo, but his turbulent relationship with the club's hierarchy has taken another turn for the worse, and he now finds himself out of favour again. Well, City have sent spies to watch Coric in Dinamo's last two matches against Juventus in the Champions League and in last Sunday's eternal derby against Hajduk Split, but the talented teenager has been relegated to the bench recently and failed to see any action in either of those matches.